Do you have any idea what it might be for?
Wisdom.
If you want to train your kids' hands, skills in life, Book of Proverbs. Take your kids through the Book of Proverbs. It starts out, son, I want to teach you how to walk with God. It's all the skills about life. It starts what? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And then chapter after chapter after chapter, it talks about basic things like work, your tongue, sex, money, relationships, loans. It teaches your kids the skills of life. But you don't just want to do their hands. Then move as they get into preteen, actually teenage years, to Ecclesiastes. Because you want them to know when they're finding their identity that it can't be found in money, it can't be found in education, it can't be found in fame, it can't be found in popularity. Let them know there was someone that could do anything. The wisest, richest, most powerful man in the world named Solomon. And he said, when it's all been said, when it's all been done, if you don't walk with God, everything's vanity. And you give them a biblical worldview. And then finally, you want to develop their heart. So the wisdom literature, get in the Psalms. And you read and pray Psalms out loud. You got a great curriculum there. Because the focus of a teacher is to transmit wisdom. You do it how? One, by modeling, having a word-centered life yourself. Two, by those formal times of instruction, like we talked about. And then by informal times. And by the way, you know, I want to just, for a second, think outside the box. I unconsciously fell into a trap about 2 years ago. And the unconscious trap I fell into was that my kids go to school, and they go to school, so therefore it must be the school's responsibility to educate my kids. Now, all of a